Jesus said, "A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell. And from that point on, for the rest of the parable, all our attention is riveted on the seeds. Where will they fall? What kind of soil will they get mixed up with? Which seeds will grow and which ones won't? And then, of course, the kicker question, what kind of seed will we turn out to be?" But the great thing about parables is that they always mean more than you think they mean when you first start thinking about them. Parables have a way of getting inside your head and moving around the furniture. Somebody once described a parable as a story that has a trap door in it. You're going along, thinking you know exactly where the story is going, but then this trap door opens and drops you into a whole other way of seeing things. Parables reveal new meanings when you look at them from different angles. And often, that new meaning can get you to look at the world beyond the parable from a new angle as well. In this parable, our attention gets fixated on the seeds. But what would it look like if we shifted our attention just a little bit? What would we see if we asked not so much what kind of seed will we turn out to be, as how can we become more like the sower? Because I think the sower in this parable is a really interesting character. The sower goes out to sow, and as he sows, he throws his seeds all over the place, on the ground, all around, as far as his fling can reach. Now, to be sure, in the ancient world, before the invention of the seed drill or other modern farming equipment, that was how you sowed your field. You didn't have time to make neat little rows and neat little furrows and to put each individual seed in its own neat little place. You just threw your seeds out and did your best to cover your entire field. But even by ancient standards, it seems to me that this sower is unusually vigorous in his sowing. He just throws his seeds out everywhere. It's not like you can hear him thinking to himself, "Oh, that bit over there is close to the footpath. If I put seeds there, they might be wasted. I'm not going to sow over there." Or, "That patch of ground is pretty rocky. I don't think I'll waste seeds on that." Or, "You know, the weeds and the thorns in that corner of the field are always bad. I think this year I'll skip the entire corner." No, the sower goes out to sow, and he sows everywhere. It's as if this sower is not particularly concerned about wasting seeds. It's as if he knows he has plenty of seeds, and there's more where that came from. And what he really wants is not to safeguard the seed so much as it is to make sure that every patch of soil that has even the slightest possibility of growing a seed will not miss its chance to do so. So the seeds go everywhere, and there is nowhere that is without its seed. Some of the seeds don't grow, that's true, but some do. And the ones that do grow yield 30 and 60 and 100 fold. In other words, they yield many, many more seeds than were sown in the first place. It's that extraordinarily generous sowing that makes this sower such an interesting character. In fact, the way Jesus talks about the sower in the parable is an awful lot like the way Jesus talks about God in all the rest of his teaching. God, Jesus says, gives to everyone, absolutely everyone. God, Jesus says, makes the sun rise on the evil as well as on the good, and sends the rain on the righteous and also on the unrighteous. God, Jesus says, desires mercy, not sacrifice. God welcomes sinners. God rejoices with those who repent. According to Jesus, God does not care so much about who does or does not deserve love. Instead, God cares about making sure that everyone who has even the slightest possibility of growing in love will not miss their chance to do so. So God's love goes everywhere, and there is nowhere that is without God's love. Now, some of that love is not returned. That is true. There are some people who do not love God back with all their heart and all their soul and all their mind and all their strength. But some do return God's love. And in them, love grows 30 and 60 and 100-fold. And if Jesus says that about God in his teaching, then Jesus also, and even more so, shows that about God in his ministry. Jesus, in this very story, behaves a lot like the sower in the parable. The setup for the parable tells us that Jesus is teaching a great crowd. Such a great crowd that the only way they can all see him and hear him is for Jesus to get into a boat and put out from the shore while the crowd stays on the beach and the rise of land behind it, kind of like a natural amphitheater. The crowd is that big. And in the Gospels, you should know, this is a regular literary feature, in the Gospels, big crowds are always tricky things. Big crowds are always mixed bags. This crowd includes people who are merely curious. They've heard about Jesus, and they've come to see what this Jesus character is all about. This crowd includes people who have heard that Jesus is a great healer, and they've come to be healed themselves. They've come because they want to get something from Jesus. This crowd includes people who are hostile to Jesus, who have heard from their local rabbi or Pharisee that Jesus is teaching things about the law that are unrighteous and wrong-headed and downright morally dangerous. And they have come because they want to catch Jesus saying something they can accuse him for later on. And this crowd includes people who have heard Jesus preach before and have been deeply moved by what he has to say and have come because they genuinely want to learn from him more about what God's love really means and how God's reign can come into their lives. In fact, Jesus knows that there are people in this crowd who fit the descriptions of all the different kinds of soils that he puts into his parable. And notice, Jesus does not say, "Only those of you who are good soil can stay and listen to this." Jesus does not say, "You there, your heart is obviously hardened and sinful. You can't listen to what I have to say. You have to leave now. And you in the rich-looking robe, you're clearly wealthy. Your soul is choked with the concerns of the world and the lure of wealth. You can't understand what I have to say. Go away." No, of course, Jesus does not turn away anyone who comes to him. But he shares God's word. He shares the seed of God's grace with everyone. Jesus seems to care less about protecting God's word than he does about making sure that everyone who has even the slightest possibility of responding to God's word will not miss their chance to do so. So Jesus preaches the word. Jesus acts out God's love. Jesus plants the seed of response in everyone, and there is no one without their seed. Now Jesus knows that not all these seeds will grow. He's aware of that. But some will. And that growth will yield 30 and 60 and 100-fold in love. And here is the trap door in the parable. In this teaching, Jesus not only promises that God's love will grow in those who receive it, but Jesus promises that those in whom God's love grows can turn around and share that love themselves. Those in whom God's love grows can turn around and become new sowers in their own right. And that is what makes the operative question of this parable not just what kind of seed will we be, but how can we become more like the sower? What is it that we can do to share God's word, to act out God's love, to proclaim God's good news, to embody God's living gospel, to scatter abroad God's good seed in all the things that we do as a church gathered in community and as Christians sent out into the world? Perhaps even more importantly, in mission out in the neighborhood, individual Christians being God's love in the world. What is it that we can do? Not just to hold this seed to ourselves, but to throw it around all over the place, making sure that every moment that has even the remotest possibility of growing into a moment of love will not miss its chance to do so. What can you do this week in some ordinary moment of your daily life to sow the seed of God's love? Some unmeasured, uncalculated, wildly, improbably generous sowing of God's love, whether you think it's going to grow or not, just sow it, just share it. What can you do this week to be just a little bit more like the sower in the way you love? Jesus said, "A sower went out to sow." May we be sowers of God's possibilities. And may God's harvest be great. Amen.